7 to 5. Ender Brady, good afternoon.
Ollie, good evening. Good to speak to you, mate.
You too. Huge disruption for London rail commuters.
Yeah, not a good day, and it's not going to be good for at least 3 weeks. Major engineering works at Waterloo Station. So this is the busiest train station in the capital, 99 million journeys a year through Waterloo. And as of today, 10 platforms are out of action. So what they're doing is they're basically lengthening the platforms so they'll be able to bring in trains with more carriages, and long term they'll ease the congestion, because sometimes, you know, you get on a train going out of London, you've paid for your ticket and you don't even get a seat. Mm. It's standing room only, and people are crammed in like cattle and sheep. It's terrible.
ABBA's not there, are they, Ender? They're not singing Waterloo?
No, I don't think anyone's in the mood to sing this morning from what I've been seeing on social media. But this is going on for the next 3 weeks. And one of the train companies, helpful advice, they've said to people, maybe you should work from home or consider a holiday. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right, exactly. Now, what's been the reaction to the Diana tapes?
Mixed reaction, really. Some of the critics have panned this documentary. It went out last night on Channel 4, Diana in Her Own Voice, and that was the name of it. And we know that it was her voice because we can see her, we can hear her, and this was recorded in 1993 at Kensington Palace by her voice coach, a man who used to be an actor in Coronation Street. Now, there's no way Diana recorded this and would have ever given permission for this to be broadcast. It's extremely personal. She's talking about her private life. She's talking about Charles. She's talking about her relationship with the royal family. She talks about bulimia. It's extremely personal stuff. And on the one hand, you have the historical significance and importance of those tapes, but, you know, perhaps maybe history is something that we look at many, many years down the line, because her sons are very much alive and well and aware of the headlines and all of the information that has come out from this. So it's a difficult one to balance, but a lot of people watched it last night and people are genuinely split. I think the Diana factor has brought viewers in, and at the same time, people are watching it and thinking, should we really be watching this?
Yeah. Now, why is former Top Gear host Jeremy Clarkson in hospital?
He's got pneumonia while on holidays. Can you believe that? I know it can strike anyone at any time. Clarkson's picked it up in Mallorca, which is a Spanish holiday island here, extremely popular. This time of the year, you're looking at 32, 34 Celsius.
I've been there.
Decent temperatures, wonderful beaches. Mallorca's a beautiful place. Clarkson's in hospital, and the management of his new employers who make the grand tour, they've confirmed that it is pneumonia. He put some pictures out on social media. They make all of the papers today, one of which is his arm hooked up to some various little intravenous tubes. So he's recovering. He'll be back. You wouldn't want to be a nurse or a doctor, I'd imagine, in that hospital today with Clarkson as a patient.
I'm sure you wouldn't at all. Now, very quickly, Arsenal has won the Community Shield.
Yeah, officially the start of the new footy season, the first trophy, as it were, of the new year. Arsenal getting the better of Chelsea on penalties at Wembley. Huge turnout, big crowd, a lot of interest in the Premier League season, which starts on Friday night. Arsenal against Leicester City. And for the next few weeks, the Brady Report is sponsored by the TAB, would you believe?
It is. Bring it on. It is. Good on you, Ender. It's 4 to 5.